Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Bill Glazer, CEO for Mill Bay Ventures. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is MBV. Thanks for joining us today, Bill.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great. Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Mill Bay Ventures for some of our listeners here who may be new to the story.
Okay, I've been president and CEO of the company for the last 18 years. I've put together seven projects in the company, two gold properties in British Columbia, Canada, and three gold properties in Nevada. And we've done a lot of work on all these properties, and we just did a deal with another company to option the property of the Golden Repeats by Minas, Nevada. That just was completed on Friday, last Friday. So we're pretty happy with that one. In other words, we kind of put that one to bed. Another company will be working on that over the next 4 years. They will pay us $2.475 million to earn a 70% interest, and Mill Bay will retain a 3% NSR, net smelter return, and they will have to spend $1.5 million on development work. And we also will receive 2.5 million shares of the of their company. So it's a good deal for both of us, so we're happy with that one. With the other properties, we have two other gold potential properties in Nevada, and one is pretty close to Battle Mountain, and the other one is on the trend from Barrick's open pit mine, Crescent Valley. And both of these properties, we have spent quite a bit of money, but they need to be drilled some more. We've done quite a bit of drilling on the Crescent Valley Mountain, Crescent Valley property, and so we just need to concentrate a little more on that one, or do another joint venture or option, which that's what we're looking at doing. Very interesting situation here in Canada, in British Columbia. We have Valentine Mountain, which is about 40 miles out of Victoria, British Columbia, and we have a reserve, a drilled-out reserve there of 30,000 tons of 0.473 ounces per ton. In other words, there's $20 million sitting there starting at the surface, and it covers like a half of a football field, but the zone runs for 7 miles, so it's a huge potential, and it's a vein structure, and we just finished drilling another 6,000 feet. We're waiting for assays to come in, and we hope that this will expand the known reserve that we have sitting there, like $20 million sitting there starting at the surface, and that's an exciting property. And then we also have at Brailorn, which is a known huge gold-producing area. They produced 4.2 million ounces from 1928 to 1972, and the company that has taken that over will be in production this coming year. And we have a property right next to them. It's a three-minute truck haul, and we drilled and we found we hit out of nine holes. We hit an excellent vein. And we've started a decline. We've spent about $500,000 in going after this property, and we want to start producing ore from it. And we will ship it to the Brailorn Mill for processing, which is a three-minute truck haul. So, Juan, that's just a really quick overview. One of the nice things about it is that we only have 12.186 million shares issued, so, you know, 12.2 million shares issued, and we're trading at 30 cents a share. But, you know, you take our property at here close to Victoria, we call it Valentine Mountain. If you take that property and say, my goodness, they have $20 million blocked out there. And we just finished doing a 6,000 drilling program to expand that. Hopefully we'll expand it. We don't know yet. We won't have results until after Christmas. But, you know, you're looking at a $20 million known reserve there, and our stock is trading at 30 cents with 12 million shares issued. So what more can I say?
Well, certainly. And so what else would you say makes Milvay Ventures unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, we're really concentrating on gold, but I think a lot of companies are doing that. You know, gold's up there at $1,400 an ounce now. It certainly makes it very attractive. We have very few shares issued, like 12.2 million shares issued. And we don't have any debt. We raise money as we need it, like we decided to do some drilling on Valentine Mountain. And we raised $1.5 million for that project, and we're spending that money, you know, as we speak. And I think that it's a very good investment. That we have lots of potential. We have properties that may or may not be a commercial gold bearing formation, but we hope they are, especially in Nevada. We're right in the midst of known areas that are producers, and it's quite exciting for us right now.
Well, great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background, Bill, and talk a little bit about the management team there at MBV for some of the listeners here who are new to the story again.
Sure. First of all, anybody that is interested in looking up and following through on Milvay Ventures should go into our website. We have an excellent website. You can Google it, www.milvayventures.com, and it'll take you to all of our projects, and you just click on to them. All the reports are there. The 43-101 reports are there. Pictures are there, et cetera, et cetera. My background is I was a stockbroker for 12 years. I left Prudential Base in 1987, retired. I couldn't stand retirement, so I decided to go and get my own company. And I named the company after the town I live in. I live at a town called Milvay in on Vancouver Island. I have excellent directors. They're all experienced, educated, and just really do a lot of work to make sure that we're going in the right direction. So, and all that information is on the website if anybody really wants to dig into it. And they're welcome to send me an email anytime they want to, BillGlazier at gmail.com, and take it from there.
Certainly. And so what are some of the goals that you're looking to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, if our current drilling pans out to be expanding our known reserve on Valentine Mountain, the one that we have $20 million sitting there starting at the surface, if we can expand that to two or three times what we currently know, we would like to take that to production. The property at the Braylorn, we've already started the decline tunnel. We'll finish that off. We plan to finish that off this coming year. We've spent about $600,000 on driving the decline tunnel to get to the property where we can mine it and then ship the ore to the Braylorn Mill. It's a three-minute truck haul. Those are our main ones. And we will continue to option our U.S. properties if we can find a company that is interested in optioning our properties in Nevada, the one at Battle Mountain, the AC claims, and also the Crescent Valley, the ENEDH claims. We have those properties yet to either drill ourselves or option them on some kind of a deal. And right now, we don't have the money to go in there and drill. But I'm not worried about hanging on to these properties because it doesn't cost that much to hang on to them per year. And with gold going the way it is going, it's probably a great investment just to sit on them even.
Certainly. And when it comes to investors in the financial community, Bill, do you believe that the Mill Bay Ventures message and your story and the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, I don't know whether we're really fully understood or appreciated. I think that we probably have a long ways to go to get our information out in front of the public. But unless we have something concrete, drilling results, et cetera, that is concrete, factual information, that's what I want to do to put out there in front of the public. And once we do that, then the public will better understand what I'm doing.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Bill Glazier, the CEO for Mill Bay Ventures. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol MBV, is trading currently 26 cents a share. The market cap is $1.7 million. We were just discussing the LOI on Golden Repeat as well as Valentine Mountain Exploration Program update. And so before we conclude, Bill, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, number one, we don't have very many shares issued. Number two, we have gold properties, and the way gold is trading at $1,400 an ounce, it makes it very attractive. And these properties, I've been working on this company for 18 years. It's not something that's going to go away tomorrow. We only spend the money as we see fit to spend it and raise the money. We're debt-free, and we have lots of potential. It just takes one hole in one of those porphyry properties in Nevada to make a very exciting situation. But you have to do that first before you can brag about it.
Well, we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Bill, and update our investors on MBV.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you very much for having us.